ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
Maybe not.
I know. I was wearing my Road Dogg.
It's not for the kids.
And badass Billy Gunn shirt the other day, Knoebels. And that's where we were. We are at Knoebels. Episode 113, Knoebels Amusement Resort is going to be our main topic tonight. But we do have some news and pop culture stuff, like video games and movie stuff, that we want to talk about before we get into that. So what's going on, everybody? How you all doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I mean, besides us having a little field trip to Knoebels, anything fun?
I went to the drive-in.
Oh yeah,
what'd you see?
Yeah. Well,
I think I missed that.
I really only was going to go see Doctor Strange 2 in the drive-in, because we had already seen it. But Bob's Burgers was in front of it.
Mm.
I've never seen Bob's Burgers.
Great show
in general. So I had no idea really what to expect. And then they started singing, and now there's a song stuck in my head. So I started watching the first season just to kind of see what it was like.
Great show.
It's interesting. It's not.
That's fine.
It's not what I'm expecting from a now Disney forwarded show, but sure.
Yeah.
Disney owns it now.
Yeah.
I wonder if it'll change.
Everything.
Like, I wonder if it'll start to get more.
I don't think it will if the movie was where it is.
maybe that was already.
He's tiptoeing around it. Literally, it's not that bad.
It's for Disney. It's bad. This is a cartoon movie. Before Dr. Strange,
I think
about diarrhea.
I think Chip and Dale had more adult humor in it than Bob's Burgers.
But that's not in the theaters.
But, yeah. So what's up?
Not a lot. I've been working on my side of the trailer to get stuff done, like painting and moving stuff. And I set up my 360 over there.
Nice. So
I'm doing some old school gaming while I'm over there.
Cool. Yeah, I've been working on. I did a little game stream the other night. I might start doing that more often, just like jumping on and game streaming. So if people want to come hang out, you can follow. We're doing it pretty much on just this page. Like you can see it on YouTube and Facebook and stuff. But we did. I'm on the quest of finishing the Lego games. So I've been playing some Lego games. I finally finished the. That's the Barry one, I think.
Yeah, the Dark Barry.
I was like,
the Lego Batman took me forever, so I got all 1,000 achievements for that. And now I'm debating if I'm going to do Pirates next, or because I have to take a little break from, like, I can't jump right into another superhero one, I think. So I'm going to see how I would.
You could do Harry Potter.
Yeah, you could do Harry Potter.
Maybe.
It's fun.
How many games? That's seven.
It's two games, because they did the first four movies in the first one, and then they did the last three.
It's fun. I started it.
It's a lot.
I didn't finish it, but I started it.
That is a lot. Well, let's get into some news. I got some stuff here. If you guys want to throw some stuff in between, you're more than welcome to. The trailer for Black Adam is going to drop tomorrow.
Sweet.
Okay.
So I'm pretty excited for that. I don't have a time or anything on that. I just seen on the internet that it's dropping tomorrow. Shredder's Revenge kind of had a little leak where it may have leaked the release date, and it's looking like it's going to be the 12th. But people are like, oh, that's just like a placeholder day. But it doesn't make it like placeholder days are usually like the beginning of the quarters or like
it's usually
Christmas.
like December, January ish. Yeah. That's one of those.
Don't say that.
So I have a theory.
Your placeholder is January. You're screwed.
Yeah. No, that's what every game does.
Yeah.
It's a game.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Game.
Yeah.
I thought it was a movie. No. I was like, oh, God.
No, they know better.
Yeah. I have a theory. If it's that date, that is the date that Xbox's game pass, game. Selection is going to be that day.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's going to be an exclusive to Xbox, but the same company who made the Shredder's Revenge game also, I believe, made Streets of Rage 4, and I believe the River City Girls, like the side scroller. I could be wrong, but all of those jumped on Game Pass. So I'm thinking maybe they're like, Shredder's Revenge out now on Game Pass or everywhere else you can buy it. You know what I mean? I think they're going to be like, it's out available now, or you can play it right now on Game Pass. So I think it's going to be released the day of the Xbox conference.
Okay.
Which is pretty exciting. I'm probably going to maybe live stream that. Like, I'm going to do like a picture in picture maybe until it gets taken down, see how it goes.
Yeah.
But just do like a react video of everything that's going on. Pretty excited. I think Xbox's conference this year is going to be really good. PlayStation had a conference. I will jump on that real quick. The State of Play. They announced some cool things. They announced that Spider-Man is now the last game to jump over to PC. So all those years of Xbox is an exclusive. You can buy all those on PC. Now every PlayStation exclusive is on PC. Welcome. they also announced Final Fantasy 16. They announced the Resident Evil 4 remake. They announced Street Fighter 6. They announced some stuff for their service, but it was like the cat game. I'll be honest.
Nick, I should be happy with Resident Evil 4 because that's the game where you protect Ashley and you get the suit of armor for her.
You throw her in the dumpster.
Well, no, you don't throw her in the dumpster. You tell her to go to the dumpster to hide.
Yeah. Same thing. And then they announced a bunch, if you're a VR player, Resident Evil Village, No Man's Sky, and Horizon Forbidden West will all be getting VR treatment. So that was their conference. And then Xbox also announced on the 12th they will have their conference. And then on the 14th, they will have a secondary conference, which will be more of talking to, like, I guess what they're going to do for this Xbox conference on the 12th is just be like game. And on the 14th, it's going to be more like talk about the games. So they kind of, I think that's a strategy. Could be wrong. It's all speculation. But they have two shows. I pretty much said that the 14th will be more of discussions about the games and deep dives and everything like that. But
yeah,
there's a lot of potential for Xbox. One of the leaks that are one of the producers from like one of the studios that were just bought, like Xbox said, like, no cinematic trailers. Like, we want all gameplay at this. And everyone was pretty much like tasked, like, put something out, get something ready for this date, and it has to be gameplay. So maybe they're going to cash in. I know this year is not going to be the best year for Xbox because a lot of their big names got pushed back to next year. Mm. But I think it's going to be a good way for Xbox to be like, here's what's coming. And not only is it coming, but here's all the gameplay, which is, I'm pumped. I think it's going to be a really fun conference. And we'll find out if our money's worth the Game Pass and stuff, right?
Yeah, I hope.
I think it's going to be. I think all the studios they picked up, you can't go wrong with.
Yeah.
So,
I
mean, yeah.
To be fair, I only have it because of, it's tied with gold now.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you can just get gold. You don't
But like, the price difference between having them separate or just paying like...
Yeah, and you get a whole bunch of games.
$3 more or something, like, sure.
A Nintendo Direct has been rumored. They may say that Nintendo may drop a Direct sometime this week because it's right now is the week of
all... What the hell is a Direct?
That's like their conference.
It's like their news type stuff. Like, what's the
when they release new DLC things.
Interesting.
But they do it like a couple times a year. Mm. Well, like, but this is E3 week, so everyone's putting... it's E3 week, but it's not E3 week. But everyone's putting out... Because E3 is not really a thing. They announced it's coming back next year.
Yeah, this year it's not happening. So
I see.
So everyone's like taking a week to do whatever.
Yeah. So that, like, this is the time of the year where it's like the Super Bowl of video games, where it's like, this is the week where you're gonna get all your video game news.
So who's playing?
Every conference.
Oh
yeah. Everyone's showing
Pokemon,
their stuff.
Probably Kingdom Hearts, probably somewhere in there.
Yeah. This is the week where all the big video game news comes out. Like, it's like the holy grail of video game news every year. Yeah. When you play one game a year, you don't care.
Yeah.
I used to like what they did was during the one E3, they're like, oh, for the Dead Rising 3 game, we have this new DLC coming out. Mm-hmm. It's out today, and it was for free.
Yeah.
I love when they do that stuff.
Xbox has been known to do that, where it's just like, hey, bang, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, other people have done it too, but usually you get one or two of those this week.
It was like Dead Rising 3, I think, was the game, and it was like, you were like going through, like, destroying and killing zombies, like going, getting points, trying to get like the highest score type thing, like an old arcade game, and you can play with four people. I was like, that's amazing. That's a good thing that they put that in there.
Yeah. The last bit of video game news I have is some rumors came out. So some employees that work at Rare have been seen on their Xbox playing a game and getting achievements for it and seeing their achievements pop up. And
I think I know what you're talking
about. It's stuff for the GoldenEye 007 remake that has been the worst kept secret of video game stuff. So a lot of employees are now showing that they're getting achievements for this game. Like, people are seeing them online playing it. It's pretty much saying like that's almost dead likely going to be announced or saying it's coming very, very soon, which is pretty exciting because that's going to be an online game now and remastered. Mm-hmm. GoldenEye 007 is like the first shooter game that everyone before went online, like four people sat in their N64.
Think of it as like a gun game, but with James Bond characters.
Yeah,
that's basically what it is.
It's like
he's someone with the hat and the whip, right?
Yeah. So this is like if you're old school N64 player, this is the game that everyone like started off their love for first person.
Oh,
shooters.
He's the guy with the dog.
Yes,
the dog. Yeah, the one that they killed. Yeah. And he hunts them all down. Got it.
But yeah, really, really fun. So I'm excited for that remake to finally come. And if that's the case, it's probably gonna come to everything, but
yeah,
it's Rare, so I'm sure they'll have to work a deal out.
What's so special about it?
Xbox owns Rare.
The company is called Rare.
Makes Rare.
They made like Banjo Kazooie, and I think Donkey Kong was one of their projects.
Yeah. And usually when Xbox puts out stuff that's Rare, that's old N64, they also throw it over to Nintendo. So maybe they'll get a little port of it as well. So that's be fun. Yeah, and then that's all I got for that. And then movie news, some kind of information that kind of got dropped is Deadpool 3 writers and producers and everyone on board says that it will not be Disney-fied. It will not be super toned down. It will still be a Deadpool movie.
Well, that's good.
Unless they decide to do like Once Upon a Deadpool, if they want to make a version that way.
Yeah. Sure. I honestly kind of like that they did that the first time. So I kind of hope they continue on that track, but not necessarily do the same like cookie cutter of that.
Yeah.
Just because it's a fun way to read. Essentially present a movie.
Yeah, and I'm going to put this little news out, and I'm sure one of you guys are going to jump on board with news adding to this, but Scream 6 producer says that Ghostface will be the most aggressive like and violent version of Ghostface and in
gory,
its
there was career. Some, there were some other it's, things going on with Scream that Neve Campbell is not coming back.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a... Yeah, it's like she's not getting enough money for it. Yeah.
How do you not pay her?
Right.
Of all people...
I don't know, I think that's a big mistake.
So my theory is what they're going to do is if they're not going to be able to have her, they're going to say, oh, Neve Campbell's character died somehow, and it's just gonna be in the paper or something, like something really stupid that's like doesn't do the character justice whatsoever.
Check. I'm a pro wrestling fan, so I don't buy into any of that. I think it's all fake kayfabe news to keep people
maybe
from thinking that she's
it could
there.
Be
so we were playing around with a theory. Earlier.
She's a killer.
No, not her. Dewey is actually alive, and he's now Ghostface because everyone cares about Sydney, but not the guy who has been killed in almost every movie and survived.
And he comes back to kill him.
So this movie, he's not going to get killed.
Or
because he's...
what if Gail decides, all right, I'm sick of this, and now Dewey's dead, who's like her love, even though they broke up.
Yeah.
So like... Maybe she decides to, or maybe she just goes crazy and kills Sydney, and that's how they kill her.
Well,
off.
Speaking of Scream, they are having a Scream reunion
again.
Well, this is cool for us because I actually might attend my first Monster Mania.
Yeah.
And it will be Sydney. It will be. I'm just gonna go by
Matthew Lillard,
Skeet
Ulrich,
and Jamie Kennedy, and the guy who voiced.
No,
or the stunt
just
actor
the
who played.
Four.
No, the guy. One of the
no,
people,
no I know,
the
but
stunt guys,
of the
they included him in the reunion set.
Mm. I know.
I don't know if he was the person that actually was Ghostface. Or if he was
Roger
the voice
is the voice.
It says Jeff something.
Okay, Roger was there at the last one that they had, I believe. I'd be really surprised if they didn't get him for this.
Yeah. Well, they're billing it as those five right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's exciting. We've gone on record saying it's our favorite horror movie franchise, Scream. Our movie, the first one. Little bit of add on to that. We have not forgot about you guys. The second installment of Not Cool in High School Horror is coming. We just haven't had time to record it. But we will be doing that very soon with Carrie. So be on the lookout for that. It'll probably just pop up. We probably won't tell you what day it's coming. Just you'll just see we're live one day. And it'll be like, hey, here we are. And then another movie trailer dropped. Called Prey, which is an interesting movie title because it's
not that stupid video game, is it?
No.
Okay.
Prey, stupid video game.
That was a pretty decent idea.
I was
the original one?
No, the remake, Prey.
I'm talking about the original one where you're this Native American running around, and when you die in the game, you become like a spirit animal and you have to go find your body.
Well, this movie does have Native Americans in it.
I mean, that's fine. I have nothing against them.
It's just funny.
And then there were aliens that showed up.
There's aliens in this one, too.
So is it the video game movie?
Yeah.
It might be. No, it's actually the new Predator movie.
Oh, good.
So the premise is this Native American tribe is out hunting.
Yeah.
And she, in the trailer, she's about to get killed by this bear. So she hides in like a beaver dam, and this bear is about to break it down and get to her. And all of a sudden, the bear just falls. And then she peeks out, and Predator literally is holding the bear over his head, but he's like the translucent version.
Yeah.
And the whole movie is this Native American tribe. And then the white man comes as well. And it's like all in the midst of like the new land. People are coming, the pilgrims, as well as the Native American tribe. And so there's a Predator in the mix,
it's
too.
It's a period piece.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Honestly, I've been looking forward to a movie like that for a while. Yeah. Not necessarily just with Predator, but like with Jeepers Creepers and stuff.
I know a lot of Predator fans are probably hating it.
Why?
Because I feel like it's gone so far into the future where like the predators and aliens are this whole thing. To me, as like a fan of cryptid, yeah. This almost makes Predator like
Bigfoot,
an ancient cryptid yeah. in a way. I think it's kind of cool.
They were always around.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not like they just showed up in whenever the first movie came out, and they're like, "Here we are, first trip here."
It looks neat. You can definitely tell that they're like. I think there's some respect for the Native Americans and also Predator, because the entire time, like, you're thinking to yourself, like, all they have is bows, arrows, and axes, and Predator.
So he kills all the pilgrims.
I don't know. Like, he's not like. I think there's a scene where he does kill a Native American guy, but I think like it was a point where like he had to because he was defending himself. But like the trailer kind of alludes, at least to me anyway, that like he could just wipe these people out.
Yeah.
Like they have no technology compared to his shoulder guns and everything, and his lasers and his.
Like, go back and.
But at the same time, a lot of the weapons are in a way modeled off of his. Like the spears, and the nets, and they're like the boomerang disc kind of thing. Like they're all stuff that don't really need technology, Where obviously the Predator is way more advanced with that stuff.
It'd be interesting. I can't wait to see it. And then they announced a trailer for Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe.
Oh no!
Interesting. What?
I'm pumped. Beavis and Butthead supposed to be getting a reboot on Paramount Plus. Yeah, they're supposed to be bringing Beavis and Butthead supposed to be coming back. And Jackass is supposed to be coming back as a TV show.
I think there was a thing for Netflix. They made Jackass 4.5.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they just put that on there as well. Speaking of Netflix, I just watched The Floor is Lava second season. I fucking love that show. You ever watch it?
Seen an ad for it, but I didn't actually watch it.
So have you ever played The Floor is Lava as kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So they made a game out of it.
It's good.
Like they recreate this giant room and it's like you have to jump around the obstacles and they theme
here
each,
to there.
They theme each room to be like this is a garage, this is a living room, this is a haunted attic.
Yeah.
And then, like you have to jump from piece to piece and then do things to move, make other things move so you can get to the next piece. But if you fall into the water, which is like a gooey liquid lava, you're limited.
You're out.
And whoever gets to the end the quicker, so out of a team of three, make it to the final.
Yeah, I was gonna say they're partners, right?
Yeah, you have three teammates and then whoever makes it to and even if your two people die,
You make it,
or whoever they have. They added this new feature in season two where you have to get an exit pass. But there's three exit passes, so it forces each person to take a different direction. Because the old one is like, oh, we'll all just go this way, and then they go the easiest way. So it forces you to take all three directions, and one's always harder than the other two. But it forces each team to like, you go this way, I'll go this way, this guy, and you have to get the exit pass, then make it to the end, which is a lot of fun.
Hmm.
And then after you win that. They put three teams in, and the final two teams, whoever A gets all the fast passes first, because there's an episode where all three people fall in, but they all got the fast passes. So as long as the other teams got the fast passes faster, they're automatically moving on to the final round. Then they take those two teams and put them against each other on this rooftop one where you just go across the rooftop, and then you have to climb a giant volcano and like Double Dare style, put these giant rock pieces on top to clog the volcano and then that's how you win the game, and then the last team who wins gets like $10,000. So they made it more like a competition game instead of just like three people going across.
How do we
room.
Get onto the show? I want to
dude, I watched last season, I binge watch it, and Hottie literally jumped around the house like she was in the game. She's
that's
like,
how
I
you
can
do it.
She's like, I can make this jump. I can totally make this jump.
Yeah. No, that's how I would imagine you would do that at your house, shoot an audition video, post it online. And be like, I want to be.
A lot of people who are on it are like content creators or people. Yeah.
We could do it.
They're trying to.
Let's go.
I mean, the Not Cool in High School team.
We'll make a team. Yeah.
Goes to.
Let's go.
Fucking. Yeah. But you know when you go to a water park and everything is like kind of squishy?
Yeah.
That's kind of what the entire room is made of.
Yeah. I wouldn't imagine.
And then the lava kind of has like a gack thing to it where when it splashes, because it bubbles and splashes.
My only thing is how deep is it? Because I can't swim.
I think it's
deep. But this also ain't actual water from the sounds of it.
It's thicker. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you go in and but like when it lands or gets on something, it makes everything slick.
Yeah. They all
so like people
slide
jump
around.
From one thing to the next and like their feet give out and bust their ass. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. Hmm. It's a cool show. Definitely check it out. That's all I got for news. You guys have anything to add?
Yeah. Stranger Things Volume 2 is going to be in July.
What do you mean Volume 2?
So they broke up the season.
Oh, okay. I just started watching season 3.
Oh,
did you without me?
Well,
I got sick of waiting. Oh.
Season 3 is a great season, but this season blew it out of the water.
Yeah.
Season
4, I am not a fan of Hopper so far right now.
Oh, okay.
He's kind of a dick.
I mean, whatever you want to say, that it's season 3, so it's old.
Yeah. It's old news.
He's kind of an asshole.
I gotta catch up. I'm way behind.
He threatens Eleven's boyfriend and says, "Stop." Oh
yeah, yeah. I do remember that.
I heard season 3 is not good. Like, I heard people didn't like it as much.
I heard everyone liked season 3, except there's
I didn't really like season 2.
Okay.
And season 3 was where I was like, oh.
And then season 3, something really tragic happens, they said.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta catch up.
But don't watch any trailers of season 4, because then you're just like,
yeah,
nothing
tragic. I'm staying away from everything.
I never watch trailers. Like, yeah, I'm staying away from behind on it.
I'm just saying, like, there'll be a lot of spoilers because it's been out for like 2 weeks now, floating around.
They said there's more CGI in the last 15 minutes of the last scene than
2 hours long
than all of season 2.
Wow.
I guess this main character has a lot of crazy CGI special effects.
And they're pumping out products left and right. Like, I was at Walmart.
Everything.
They have Stranger Things chicken nuggets.
Yeah. it's a cool phenomena.
But
makeup, everything.
Part of why I'm bringing it up is because it amped up running up that hill, the Kate Bush song, because it's constantly played in the new season.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know what song
it is. I think it's making people realize, like, it's kind of taking people like that are normally not into sci-fi or horror or pop culture stuff and be like, oh, this is kind of cool. And like Stranger Things is kind of opening those doors for more people to be like, well, what's this D&D they play? Like, and I'm not saying that people don't know what it is, but I think there's a younger generation that sees, like, because Stranger Things is kind of based in like the 80s and 90s.
It's the 80s.
The 80s. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's
actually funny that you bring up like D&D and stuff, because there is that like level of prejudice against it, like how it's these like
that's actually a topic kind of that I'm trying to teeter on, what show it lands on, if it's this one or if it's because we have done a D&D episode in the past. Mm. If you want to go back and check it out in the back catalogs, but like there's this giant like satanic panic thing that happened in the 80s where it's just like everything was so. I mean, we're kind of getting there now with, and I'm not trying to make this like a religious debate, like believe what you want to believe, but your belief shouldn't dictate my laws. I'm just going to leave it at that. But that's kind of where we're at in the 80s, where everyone's like, that's the devil's work. Get it out of here.
Yeah.
And they did it for movies, music. Like if you were a rock and roll fan, you were the devil. Mm-hmm. And they tried to like boycott a lot of stuff. And they were like trying to make laws and pass things that kids couldn't consume it and make their own choices.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Yeah.
Well, you definitely get a taste of it in this new season.
Yeah.
That is for sure. So I'm excited, you know, for volume 2 to kind of, because they like, without spoiling anything, they've explained so many things that I didn't really even think about some of them, but now that they're out there and kind of like explained, I'm like, oh, this makes so much sense.
Yeah. It is weird seeing Eleven with hair.
Yeah. I mean, it happens.
Yeah. I think she's going to take over the world. Like she's going to be,
maybe.
I think in the next 10, like as we keep progressing, I think she's going to be like one of the top actresses in like the history.
Oh, you mean in real life?
Yeah, she's going to dominate.
I was like, 11? Yeah, probably could.
Yeah. I just think all those kids that are in that show are just going to fucking be megastars. Unless they like get that child actor thing where they fucking like, here's drugs. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
they're killing it, man.
They're doing really well.
Yeah.
But like every episode is incredibly long
for season 4. I think they're doing that because they know they're spacing it out, probably.
No, I know, but it's like I don't even know how many hours it was just for 9 episodes or 8 7 episodes.
Here's my question.
It was like 10 hours or something.
So season 1 happens and a giant interdimensional thing happens, then season 2 and more crazy interdimensional things happen.
Yeah.
And then season 3 they're like scientists come and they're like, we're gonna make an interdimensional thing happen.
Yeah.
And the whole town is just not used to it already. They're not just like, yeah, shit,
they don't
happened.
Know anything happened.
They had to have.
They don't.
Like oblivion.
It's all cover up.
Ugh. You'd think they would like catch on a
little.
Well,
it's also the 80s. You don't have the internet. You don't have people out with cell phones recording everything.
It's easier to keep secrets back.
Yeah.
I think I'm into like the bad guy in the season 3 too.
Yeah.
Yeah. The lifeguard kid.
Oh yeah,
he's Billy. He's kind of a badass. He's a hunk.
Oh,
he's trying to F everyone's moms.
Yeah.
He's got a sweet mullet.
You know, it sucks that you're watching it now because Scoops Ahoy is in that. And last summer when it came out, Baskin-Robbins made Stranger Thing ice cream.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I have a couple of, like, the empty containers that I had finished and cleaned out at my house just because I didn't want to get rid of them.
Yeah. I'll catch up and then we'll talk about it soon. But anything else?
Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl. There's two news for that.
I was reading about this.
One of the news updates is if you are a PlayStation Plus member, as of today, you can play the game for free and download it. And the other thing was...
PlayStation's doing something, right?
Yeah, they gave you a Nickelodeon Brawl. PlayStation actually had their own version of this, where they made their own version of Smash.
I have it.
And they gave up on it. Like, PlayStation put some cool shit out, and then they're like, nah. Like, Mod Nation Racers, and like, always, like, fucking... We still, like, they're going to make a Twisted Metal movie, but not a fucking game? Like, what are we doing right now? Like,
like, the PlayStation fighting game, it was like, you have Sly Cooper, Ratchet and Clank,
Rapper the Rapper.
Jack and Daxter,
Kratos.
Kratos, I think, was in it.
It was like all Nathan PlayStation. Drake, it was like all PlayStation exclusives.
Did you say the clown from Twisted Metal?
Yep.
There's like a decent amount of others, but there's like
play that.
Yeah. Well, it was actually on the Vita. It was on the Vita too.
Of course, it was on the Vita. That's
and
why.
It's like we have it, and you don't play it.
No, I got it over. I don't have PlayStation because they had it for like I don't know, like $7 or something.
Oh wow, nice.
Yeah. Well, Nickelodeon made a version of Smash Brothers, and that's what we're talking about.
No, I know. I have that.
Not letting the listeners.
Oh, I'm like...
And Heidi, who had no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, yeah.
And the other news is they added items to it. So you can actually... I looked at the item list. It's a lot of SpongeBob-heavy items.
Yeah. Great.
But they also added voice acting. Yep. So, like, the voices of Tom Kenny, who plays SpongeBob, slash Dog from CatDog.
That's cool.
Jim Cummings, who is Winnie the Pooh, it plays Shredder.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, he played Shredder at one point.
Interesting.
I did hear that.
It was, what's his name from Fresh
James
Prince?
Avery.
Yeah. James Avery, but then he couldn't do it, obviously, and he's now gone.
Yeah, definitely can't do it now. They added Jenny.
Yeah, Jenny was a new addition from My Life as a Teenage Robot.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that show in my life.
I've heard of it.
The other two characters are like a little interesting. So, one we have a logo for. And it is
Rocco.
Rocco, yes.
They added Rocco to the game.
He's going
to
be coming out this fall, I believe.
Nice.
And
oh, baby, oh, baby.
Laundry day is a very dangerous day. and this summer, this is a screwball choice.
I know this summer, we're on strike. Sorry, another Rocco reference.
It's a character from Jimmy Neutron.
Huh. Yeah.
Oh, his friend?
Nope.
No.
Because everyone.
God, I wish it was Sheen or Ultra Lord.
Everyone does his voice. And
not Jimmy. Carl Weezer either.
Not Carl. It's Jimmy's dad.
Nice.
What?
Jimmy's dad, man. Dads need love too.
I get that, but not yet.
I don't even remember.
So the game is him going to be talking about ducks all the time.
Yeah, I barely remember his dad. Like,
and what do you got over there?
The Black Phone comes out on the 24th.
That's exciting.
Which I'm excited about. It's Ethan Hawke, and actually, it's based on a book, which I didn't realize at first. And it's
21st Century Ghosts, originally, is what it was called.
Okay,
and then it got rebranded because of the movie.
Okay, so it's Joe Hill's book, which I didn't realize.
That's you.
Oh yeah, I remember now. So I'm excited to see that, and I feel like Ethan Hawke hasn't done anything in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in anything in a while, but he seems to be a fun character.
Yeah. Also, someone just said his daughter is in Stranger Things.
Whose daughter?
Ethan Hawke's daughter. Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman's daughter.
Uma Thurman's daughter's in Stranger Things.
I didn't know they were together.
Her daughter?
The one that looks exactly like her.
I didn't even know they were together or had kids. No idea. Anyway. So
Max?
I don't know what the name is.
She works at a store, I think. Hold on. Someone put a picture of it, but I don't know the character, so I have to look it up.
It's not Robin.
Maybe?
The one that works with Steve?
The Blondie? No. Stranger Things, that's what I'm looking for. If something spoils for me because I'm pulling this up, I'm gonna be pissed. Millie Bobby Brown, Winona Ryder.
She might be hard to find.
It's not Nancy.
Oh, Maya Hawke. Is that the one?
Yeah, Maya Hawke. I think that's her.
This one?
Yeah, she plays Robin.
Yeah, Robin.
Yeah,
she's the daughter of Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even know that they were together.
I didn't either.
Did you imagine the fucking acting chops on that kid, that hybrid?
She's really good. She's good.
Jesus.
What if they're terrible? Anyway, this movie, The Black Phone, looks really good, and I'm excited for it. Also,
she's actually gonna be in Miss. No, she's not. That's just an advertisement. Miss Marvel popped up. I was like, she's gonna be in Miss Marvel too.
I don't think we talked about it before. Maybe we did, and I just forgot.
She was on Fear Street, too.
Oh, okay. Was good. Fear Street was good. Did you watch Fear Street?
I didn't.
I know you watched.
Like three of them. Three of them on Netflix. They were like Netflix movies. They were really good.
Okay.
Anyway, there's a Winnie the Pooh horror movie coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pumped.
Funny enough,
I want to see it.
I looked at the mask for Winnie the Pooh, and I know that mask. I'm pretty sure those masks came from Immortal Masks. They're like a hot, super high end deluxe mask company. Okay. Either they got a custom done through them, or they repainted it. But those masks are like $600 plus for like the full like head and stuff, like the arms.
So this Halloween, we're gonna see a bunch of kids as killer Winnie the Pooh running around.
That's awesome.
I doubt it, but maybe.
Yeah, it's like Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey or something. Yeah. It's called, and it's like
one thing leaked about it.
What the plot kind of?
Yeah,
the plot that they,
where Winnie the Pooh and Piglet don't have like any food, or
and they're like mad that Christopher Robin left them.
Yeah,
like that.
Christopher Robin left them, and now they had no food, so like Piglet and Pooh pretty much like kill and eat the rest of Hunter Inglewood's, and then break into our reality and just start murdering people.
Okay, we'll see.
I think one of the pieces you're gonna see on screen get fucked up is Eeyore.
Well, he's slow.
No, you'll probably just see his tail.
Yeah,
I think he'll be a trophy.
I think he's one of the wall. You're gonna see them eat. I think that's what they said.
They eat Tigger.
What? They'll never catch Tigger.
Tigger's gonna be like.
I feel like Rabbit's gonna get the worst of it because Rabbit always telling Pooh, "Don't go after the honey. Don't go after it." He's always putting them down.
He was always mean.
Yeah.
I feel like Tigger saves the day.
I'll quit.
I feel like for him, he'll get like the mercy.
Tigger.
Yeah.
He'll probably just run away because he's fast.
Who knows? All right. That'll do it for the first section here, the news section. We knocked it out in like 35 minutes. It's not bad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into our main topic. Knoebels Amusement Resort. I'm going to be reading here from the website and also from Wikipedia. So some of their slogans. Do you remember some of their slogans?
Happiest place on earth? Or is that Hershey?
No, that's Disney.
Sweetest place on earth.
My kind of fun is Knoebels fun. Picture yourself at Knoebels. Make memories the old-fashioned way. Fun food and fantasy for all ages and for all time.
It's not even close, but that's the only one I know is fun food and fantasy.
So the only thing that's different from the website here on the website and Wikipedia is they kind of go back and date it to 1775 when the park opened a lot.
Like the
later,
land.
This is more of the history of the land. So in March 7th, 1775, John Penn, governor, signs a deed transferring 292 and a fourth acres of land to John Salter.
1775.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a year before we even became America.
Yeah.
This is land. We're just talking about
land. I know. Yeah.
That's crazy, right?
But
how far back this goes?
So the land was known as Peggy's Farm and was purchased for the sum of £14, 12 shillings, and 3 pence.
Farthings.
Yeah. And would later become Knoebels Grove. The land passed from owner from owner until 1828 when the revered Henry Hartman. Reverend Hartman. Well, if you want to read it, go for it.
No, go ahead.
It's not my strong suit, and you know. Talking shit ain't gonna help me.
I'm just helping you.
Henry Hartman bought the land for $931. That's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't.
And that's
that.
A lot of acres, though.
If someone's like, for $930, you can own all this land. And I'd be like, gotta pass, bro.
Yeah, what am I gonna do with this land?
Yeah.
That's lot of land, though. 292 acres.
Build Disney. Sell it.
That's a lot.
Essentially what he did. He bought
the land. Make a giant ass parking lot.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't even, I wouldn't even think it was 290.
So that's a little bit of like the land history, but Knoebels Amusement Resort is a family owned and operated amusement park, Picnic Grove Campground in Elysburg, Pennsylvania. It opened in 1926 and it's America's largest free admission park. The park has more than 60 rides, including See, this says three roller coasters, three steel roller coasters, but I don't think that's necessarily true. I think it's two steel roller coasters because I think the one of the other steel ones is counting the kiddie roller coaster.
Oh, you're right. They probably do count the little one. Well, it's that little one and then the new one.
Yeah. What about the mine one?
Well, that might be a
Do they count that in a coaster?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Three wooden coasters would be Twister, Phoenix, and then maybe the new mine one. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember what the...
Not sure. The a 1913 carousel and a haunted house dark ride. So that's a little bit of the early facts about it. It opened in July 4th, 1926, and it is 95 years old.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So we're going to see the 100th year anniversary of Knoebels.
Fingers crossed, anyway. They've had a lot of floods.
They have,
the
but
year,
they still...
And
they
a know lot how to, of
they know how to do it.
They're still going strong.
Yeah.
The operating season is April to September, including 3 days in October for Hollow Fun nights and limited days from Black Friday to January 2nd for Joy to the Grove. So they open for Halloween season, and then they open a little bit, during the Christmas season for like a Christmas event.
Mm, you do the lights, right?
Yeah.
Drive through it.
I don't think you could ride anything.
No, I think it's you just drive.
Halloween time, you can still ride stuff. Like you can ride the Phoenix at night, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
They turn some rides into like spooky versions, like kid friendly spooky versions. Like it's gonna be a very localized podcast here, but like Dorney Park or like a Six Flags where people dress up and scare the shit out of kids.
Yeah.
Like, there's
people at the antique cars though.
Yeah, but they're not like
they like jump out and scare you.
They're like in boxes. You totally see them. Yeah, but they're not like over.
No, it's not like grotesque. Gory or scary, yeah, yeah. But they do jump out and scare you a little bit.
They're not like killer clowns or anything running around,
like Universal.
Yeah, I just meant like in Dorney, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
but
The amusement park is owned and operated by the Knoebel. Then the pronunciation is Knoebel.
Knoebel.
So there you go. Because some people say Knoebels. I'm going to Knoebels.
Knoebels.
It's that silent K.
Yeah.
Knoebels.
Knoebels, yes. Family who is operated the lumberyard next to the park. The park's name has traditionally spelled Knoebels without the apostrophe and appears that way on all the official park advertisements and correspondence.
Is there still the lumber?
They own the lumber park next to it.
Yeah. So when I was reading their stuff, I think the whole thing was like lumber originally and then they changed it. That's cool. I didn't even realize it was still there though. Cool.
The park straddles the line between North Cumberland and Columbia counties. The complex is mainly in the Columbia County townships of Cleveland and Franklin and is in the Randolph Township of New Cumberland countryside and the south branching Roaring Creek. The park has its rides and won awards from organizations as the Amusement Park Today, American Coasters Enthusiasts, and the International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions. In 2014, the Travel Channel rated Knoebels as their top 10 family friendly amusement parks in the United States. Yeah. I think just recently it's number one for like, I don't want to say independent, but like family owned amusement parks, and it's number two place. Second place is the one in Mifflinburg, that's like right outside of Pittsburgh, which everyone says is like really, really good too. I've never been there. I know the Welcome Back Boys.
Is that the one that sounds like a spaghetti sauce?
It might be.
There's one that's like a.
I know if Mario like and Chris are listening, Blue Vest Black Display, they're gonna be screaming because they did an episode where they said that this park is blows Knoebels out of the water, and it might. But I think what makes Knoebels special to us is because it doesn't change. It stays who it is.
Well, except some rides. They leave.
Yeah, but I mean, they
flying carpet. I wonder if that lady bought it.
Maybe she did. It's in her backyard.
She took it home.
She just
can't be without my love.
She just rubs the grease on her face. It wins like best food all the time.
Yeah. Gator Bites. It's the only place I know to get that.
Well, I don't think that's a thing right now.
What do you mean?
Because the Gator Bites
shut down.
We were saying
we're not sure. Maybe it's not all open yet because like school is still going and a lot of them are students. So possibly. Maybe it's not all open.
Yeah. They are struggling right now with getting people to work. It is tough, especially when
if we lived closer, I'd totally work at Knoebels.
Yeah. Listen, if any of them are watching and they need puppeteers, I'll definitely go in that lighthouse and play with the puppets.
There you go.
I'm small.
Yeah.
He'll definitely fit in the lighthouse.
Yeah. It is unbelievable. I guess everyone here at this table has been going since they're old enough to remember existence, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I know it's been a huge staple in our family. Because
I actually went before. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But like, I'm not from here originally. So, like, I'm not as close. Like, I wasn't as close to this as I was.
Yeah.
But I remember going, like, once when I was a kid.
Well, we're, like, an hour away, right?
Like, 45 minutes
an hour.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's more like a half.
It's maybe not that long, 35.
Because for us, it was, like, 50. And we passed the Frackville exit on the way.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so it might be like 35, 45 minutes.
Yeah. But I think what makes this so special to so many people in this area.
It's free.
Yeah. It's free to park. It's free to enter. And you pay per ride, whatever you want to ride. And I know some people are like, oh, my God, to ride the roller coaster is $3 a person. But like,
what do you spend when you go to Hershey or Dorney or Universal?
Like, it's
Universal,
like what, like $70 a ticket?
Yeah. So like at Universal, right? Because we just recently looked up ticket prices and stuff. A day is $110.
That's insane.
You're not getting on that's 20
not,
rides.
You're not. That's just to get in the park. That's not counting.
And that's not like paying for parking.
Yeah.
Or any of that other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like Hershey and Dorney are probably like $70 now. Yeah. If not more, then it's like what, 15 to park? You don't have to pay to park to get into Knoebels. Yeah. You don't have to pay.
Dorney's
to get
not
in.
Too far away, and if we're looking for something to do for the day, Dorney's not really on our list of like let's go to. And Dorney's awesome. It's fun.
Hershey's
a fun time, but it's like, do you just want to drive up and go? Like we've already driven to Knoebels just to walk around
and get food.
Yeah. Just walk around and enjoy the day. Like walk around, go play in the arcade, get some food, not even ride a ride.
It's like an outdoor mall, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you don't pay for anything really, except what you want to pay for.
Yeah. I like that. I think it's way more family friendly too. Cause like, I know growing up, like, I mean, after we moved here, we would go, but like my granny doesn't go on rides, but she lives with us. So she comes with us everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like you don't have to pay for her.
And
to
I don't
get
think,
in.
I don't think like, you have to pay to rent like carts, like,
I
wagons.
Think you do, but it's not a lot.
It's super inexpensive.
Yeah, because we would like get her the scooter or whatever, and like I don't think it's a lot.
It's such an inexpensive thing to
nice
take your
like,
family and go
everyone
do.
Everyone can go, and you don't have to pay for everyone if they're not going to ride at all.
Right.
Do you remember when Pokemon Go got big?
Oh my gosh, that was a hot spot.
Yeah.
We should go and walk around.
We
and
did
play.
That once. So didn't we all go?
Yeah. By the Phoenix was a hot spot.
Yeah, yeah. We should have. We'll do that again. Let's go walk around and play Pokemon Go.
I thought about it. I was like, do I want to play Pokemon Go? And I was like, no.
I need to.
You should have.
So I download, this is completely off topic, but I just downloaded this app and it's called Sweatcoin. Have you heard of this?
No. That sounds gross. What is it?
Yeah.
So I made $1.60 just walking.
What?
This app rewards you.
Is it real money?
Yeah. It'll transfer.
Are you sure?
It'll transfer. I don't know if it'll transfer the actual coins to you or you have to spend them in game, like for big gift cards and stuff like that.
Okay. But still, even if you can give gift cards, that's something.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So like, I kind of want
to
walk around.
Do you have to put any money into
it
at all?
It's a free app and you just, it pretty much.
Is it like an actual, like you earned $1.60 as the $1.60 or is it like $1.60 in coins, which means 20 coins equals $1.
Yeah, there's no, I don't see a cash out here, so maybe you do have to, whatever you earn, you have to put in towards.
But that's cool if there's like good actual gift cards.
Yeah, so, I mean, we start Pokemon going it up, your boy will be swimming in gift cards, you know what I mean? yeah, but just a fucking awesome thing. Let's go to the history a little
bit. No, that is cool.
So Knoebels, as I just closed it, totally closed it. Wow, that's awesome.
Whoops. Why are your apps so messy?
What do you mean?
Like they're just scattered everywhere.
Why don't you mind your business?
You have no organization in your apps.
You need to mind your neck. Knoebels Amusement Resort. Here we are. So, went too far. History. Knoebels is located in a small. Oh, we already talked about that a little bit.
It was Aliesburg.
Yeah,
we didn't say that, did we?
In the small wood valley of central Pennsylvania, the valley is really originally known as Peggy's Farm, which is creek-fed swimming hole, was popular picnic destination in the early 20th century, attracting Sunday travelers and horse-drawn hayride wagons. Henry Knoebels, who farmed the area, tended the horses and later sold soft drinks and ice cream and snacks to the visitors. As the popularity of Knoebels Grove grew, Knoebels leased plots of land along the creeks for summer cottages sites. Some of these are privately owned cottages as well. cottages Knoebels built and rented, built and rented, and still exist in the park today. So I've never personally done that, where you go camping at Knoebels.
No, me.
But
either.
You can get like a cottage.
Yeah,
I kind of want to do it, but I know people once, are right? like, yeah, like yeah. people are like, oh, we're so close. Why would you do that? But like,
why not?
Why not? And also, there's a Airbnb literally across the street, and it's super cheap. It's like $20 a night, I think. I wanted to do it, and some people were like, we're so close, I'm not doing that, you could just drive up. But if you're there, you could literally get up as soon as they open, be there,
yeah,
stay all night and not have to drive home. Even if we are only half hour away, you could stay all night, you could stay the entire day, and then like go roast marshmallows or something like right next to Knoebels.
Yeah, I'm not a huge camper, but I'm very tempted to camp at Knoebels one time.
Yeah.
There's so much things that you could do at Knoebels. And like I said, I'm 35 years old and I still walk through the park and like, I've never been in that building.
Yeah,
I've never
we're talking about this. We've never been to the Alamo.
Yeah, I've never eaten in the Alamo ever. Because every time I go there, it's like, why do I want to sit in a restaurant?
Yeah.
When I can like.
But I have heard it. I heard it's really good.
It is
It's fantastic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is a good place.
Yeah. Also, I think there's new things too. Like when we were just there the other day, next to the haunted house, I think there's like
that used to be a laser tag room.
Yeah, but now it's like a sensory something. I think like a sensory thing for like kids that when they're getting like overstimulated, maybe
they go in there.
I think that's what cool. I was trying to read the sign, and that's what it sounds like, which sounds really cool.
Yeah. In 1926, Knoebels added a restaurant, a steam-powered Philadelphia toboggan company carousel, and a few simple games to its grove, marketing the beginning of Knoebels Amusement Park. On July 4th, 1926, he opened a large concrete swimming pool on the site, on the old swimming hole, and featured a filtration system that provided clean water instead of muddy creek water. The pool was named the Crystal Pool. Mm-hmm. Since then, the park has developed around the pool, adding 50 rides, assorted games, concession stands, and other attractions. A campground with six sites opened behind the amusement park in 1962. And 2004, the campground has covered over 160 acres with 500 sites. So 500 people can be camping there at any point in time.
That's really cool. But I mean, I guess when you think about it now, like 292 acres, that's where all.
Have you ever like
going.
Talked to people like, oh, and they're like, oh, we're camping here overnight. Like I've talked to people that they've done it.
Your cousin's doing it right now.
They're camping there?
Jimmy, yeah, he's there right now, like in one of the cabins, I think.
Really?
They're staying the whole week. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Jimmy, if you're listening. Send us photos of like the cabin. I want to see what it looks like inside.
Yeah. But anyway, the Crystal Pool and a merry-go-round were the first attractions.
Which makes sense because they're relatively like close to each other.
Yeah.
Because
I don't even know where the merry-go-round is.
Right next to the pool.
Is it?
So if you think about it, right?
No.
Yeah, the pool's here and the carousel's right here.
Not carousel, merry-go-round.
That's the same thing.
No,
carousel
not.
And merry-go-round are the same
thing. No, they're not. They're not the same thing. They bought the carousel like right after the war started, and then they had to shut down.
Yeah. The carousel is a merry-go-round.
No, it's not. They're two different things. They are two different
things. All right, I'm going to Google it.
The Philadelphia Toboggan Company carousel was there. So we're talking about the carousel, not a merry-go-round.
Yeah, but that came after. But I'm saying
the carousel that's there now and the pool are there. That's the originals.
Okay, but I'm telling you what their website says. That's not the original.
A carousel roundabout. Hurdy-gurdy or a merry-go-round.
That's
they are the same thing.
This is what I found. A carousel is a ride that features a motor and horses. A merry-go-round is a ride that features no motor and no horses.
Right. I flew off of a merry-go-round before because it's you push the merry-go-round.
It's the same thing.
It's not.
Where is there a merry-go-round then?
Right. There might not be one anymore.
Yeah, they built a carousel. She's wrong.
I'm not wrong. I'm literally on their website.
She's probably not. But all right. Anyway. Because when you're coming in where the pool is where the carousel is, there's a stone archway that is almost like a entryway. It says Knoebels. It's like the stone arches. And it says, but it's just it's built so much around that it's almost like in the middle now.
I wonder if the merry-go-round's not even there anymore. Like it might not be there anymore.
So
the Grand Carousel was purchased 10 days after the war. And that was in 1941. But hold on, let me go back to the beginning.
I never thought Knoebels would be this heated.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, this is a steam-powered carousel that was in 1926.
Let's talk about
the parks
rings.
On July 4th. Yes, the rings. 1924 is when they opened. The resort is born. The park's first attractions include the Crystal Pool, a merry-go-round, and a few food stands.
All right. There you go.
Have you never been on a merry-go-round?
Yeah, that's what in the actual park where you push people around.
Yes.
Yeah, but back then it wasn't a theme park. Yeah. It was just
they probably
here's
just
a pool.
Put one up for kids.
Well, then Wikipedia is incorrect. I apologize.
Shocked. Yeah.
No, they're probably not incorrect. They're probably just like clumping things together.
Yeah.
On June 22nd, 1972, the creek that runs through Knoebels, swollen with heavy rains from Hurricane Agnes, rose 6 feet over their banks, and the flood destroyed 6 cottages and damaged many other buildings, including 24 of the 25 rides, the park's roller rink. The park's roller rink was a refloored and used as a skating rink until the mid-1980s. Then it was converted into a Roaring Creek Saloon, which now contains a concession stand, an arcade, an XD theater, and performances.
Okay.
See, I don't know where that is.
I feel like it.
So
like, I remember like seeing that online. But yeah. I don't remember.
So do you know where the amphitheater is?
Yeah.
You know where you can go and get your photo taken like an old timey.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. That's the old carousel. At that, like, there's all that stuff there. I think that's what they're talking about.
For like the art, the what was
the
it?
Roller rink,
the movie theater thing. Yeah. I remember that
because there's like an XD theater. Yeah. I've never done the XD theater.
Yeah,
we did the pictures once.
Yeah, we did the photos one. Actually, is that the photo that we have in there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A new building constructed after the flood became the Haunted Mansion. The Haunted Mansion is a dark ride opened in 1973. The ride has been recognized as one of the most America's best dark rides by organizations such as Dark Ride and Funhouse Enthusiasts and the National Amusement Park Historical Association.
It needs updates.
No, it doesn't. They need to stay. Now they have just added a bunch of stuff to the dungeon room. We just were there the other day.
Yeah. They added.
Yes.
What did they add?
They added like new like.
What's the dungeon
things.
Room?
The dungeon room is when you come in and there's
the
a
one
guy.
That's like mirrors?
And there's a guy being electrocuted.
Oh yeah, that's new.
Oh.
They also, added I think there was a flood right after that.
There's always floods.
Yeah, but like right after they built it, there was like another flood. But it was
it
like
floods
okay.
All the time. They're, like they've Knoebels. Gotten, they've like, gotten used to it. They're like
it must
just
be
wait.
Over like ancient burial grounds or something. Yeah. And they just keep getting flooded.
The park again suffered major flooding. This is going to be a trend. Yeah. In 1975, 1996, 2004, 2006, and 2011. Each flood caused about a large amount of damage, but the 1975 and the 1996 floods occurred during the time off season through January. Throughout January 96, the flood left a lot of damage, and the worst occurred after the waters receded when everything froze, making cleanup or the repair throughout the amusement park extremely difficult. The September 2004 flood, caused by the remains of Hurricane Ivan, was only half a day affair, and Knoebels staff and the amusement park partially reopened by mid-afternoon.
Wow.
I do remember the one in 96, if I'm not mistaken, being pretty rough. Like, I remember, like, the photos and stuff. I'm like, oh, this is a bad one.
I was probably just one around that.
Because if I'm not mistaken, when was wasn't there a really bad snowstorm? And, like, 90, was it 94, 95?
I don't know. I know there was one, like.
I know there was one in 93.
Yeah. I just remember being one really, really, really bad where, like, towns were shut down for a couple of days because, like, snow got that high.
Maybe.
And usually when you have high snow accumulations and then it melts. And then usually, like, in the January, spring, when we get the real heavy rain and the water table gets super high, and that's usually what happens.
I do like that they post, like, where all the flood, like, that's super interesting to see, like, how high. Because, like, you think about it, and you're like, oh, okay, it was, like, 4 feet. But you don't think, like, in comparison to, like, the rides and stuff like that, like, how high that really is.
Well, when you go there, there is a kissing bridge or a walking bridge that goes over the creek to get to the next side of the park. And they always mark either by there on the bridge itself or after the bridge, right as you're at the ticket booth, where there's like a sign that says the flood was this high.
They have
the years.
There's like random signs, too, because I saw one outside the arcade that said like the flood of whatever was up here. Like there's a little sign.
And that it draws a lot of attention. Like, holy crap, like this park has gone through some stuff. I'm like. We were just there recently and the lady was like, oh, look at that sign. And I try to like butt in and talk to her and she just completely acted like I wasn't a human being. And I was like, fuck that bitch. Anyway.
You'd think that they would be a little bit more prepared after all these floods.
I think they are.
No, I mean like with technology or like build some kind of like giant drain moat thing that would like,
I don't think anything you could do.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Giant umbrella.
I think during the off season, like get stuff that can be irreplaceable and move it.
Yeah.
Or put everything really on platforms.
It's a miracle that there's no mold or
it might be.
You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. On June 28th, 2006, a flood, second only to Agnes, struck Knoebels. About 90% of the amusement park was underwater just prior to July, the weekend, July 4th weekend. As the waters began to recede, Knoebels staff was able to reopen 60% of its attraction within 2 days and 90% within 4 days because over 100 tons of mud had to be dug out of the crystal pool and required 10 days to be operational. The last ride returned to operation was the Kitty Panther cars, whose repair almost took 3 weeks. In 2008, the park's dark ride was subject of is subject to a 1 hour documentary called Laugh in the Dark behind the scenes at Knoebels Haunted House.
You can get it on Amazon.
It is on Amazon. Yes. September 7th, 2011, Knoebels experienced the most its most recent flood caused by Tropical Storm Lee. The waters were water levels neared those flooding of the 1972, and damages exceeded that flood. The majority of the park reopened the following weekend and have missed only 2 days of operation. They got it down.
Yeah, I feel like they know what they're doing.
For the 2013 season, Knoebels added the Stratosphere, the park's tallest ride at 148 feet, which quickly became a top thrill ride for everyone. I believe that's the drop shoe.
What is it?
The Stratosphere.
Yeah, that's the one that comes up.
I think Dorney's is bigger, though. The Dominator. Dorney has...
I don't know. I think Dorney has a
dual-sided one. There's one that picks you up and drops you, and then the one next to it shoots you up.
Okay.
I believe so. I think it's called the Dominator. I could be wrong. Replaced where are we at? 2015, a new roller coaster opened named the Impulse that had replaced two former rides, the Bumper Boats, which I don't know if you remember the Bumper Boats.
Those were a pain.
Yes. So we were in the one time, and it was myself, Heidi, our thruple at the time, Tony Little, because everywhere I went, he was there, and you just had to deal with it.
Yeah.
And Tony... is a big dude, muscular. And when I say big, he's not like fat. He's like a muscular dude. And he loves his sneakers. But we're not wealthy people, so sneakers are not hard to come by, especially when you want nice ones, and you got to keep them clean. So he gets on the bumper boat. So I'm like, you probably don't want to ride that. Nah, I'll be good. And I hit him with the bumper boat, and the oil. Greasy, dirty water.
The green water.
Luke, you could see the oil on top of the water. Just rise up, go over the front of his boat, and soak his legs and shoes. And he's just like,
and they were white shoes.
They were white shoes.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It was real.
What do we got here? There was a magician performing in the saloon last time I was there. Those flood lines they put up to show the height of the water, unbelievable. So, Nick.
Yeah, hey,
Nick. I believe Nick is that magician who performed there.
Yeah.
It's really funny because sometimes people videotape the performances that go on at those amphitheaters. Uh-huh. Like, the most famous one that hit the internet was the crazy drummer.
Yeah.
The guy who, like, he'll be drumming and he'll act like cool. And then he just starts drumming like it's psycho. He was actually in the office. They play in the warehouse, where the guy who was drumming and throwing his, he was found on a viral video playing a Knoebels.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So actually, while Nick is here, for those of you who do not know Nick.
You sued him.
He sued me.
Oh, yeah.
He recently went head-to-head on Judge Jerry, Jerry Springer's new show that had 3 seasons and then got canceled. So go check that out.
Did you win?
I don't know. You're going to have to wait and find out.
Yeah, go watch
the episode.
Yeah, go watch it. where are we at here? The bumper boats, a boat tag, both which have been losing in popularity while maintenance of the cost being extremely high. Also, there was the bumper boats were there, the old steel roller coaster was there, and also there was like bumper boats. This might be the bumper tag where you shoot missiles at submarines.
Oh, with the tank. Oh, yeah. I thought that one was fun. The bumper boats were a pain.
Yeah.
I couldn't get them to like go anywhere I wanted. I kept going in circles. Like, can you bring the boat? I'm trying. I can't move the boat.
Yeah. I actually never rode in those submarines.
I never did either.
I did it once and it was pretty fun.
Yeah. Do they still do that like lazy river thing or whatever with the boat?
That's there. That goes underneath the Kitty roller coaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's there. In where am I at here?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
2016, where people get stuck all the time.
Yeah.
2016, Knoebels celebrates 90th anniversary and opened the Nickel Plate Bar and Grill at Knoebels Three Ponds Golf Course. Yeah.
Wait, what was that?
There's a golf course they opened a new bar. Oh, 2016, 90 was the 90th.
Yeah, so we got four more years.
Yeah.
100.
On July 23rd, 2018, Knoebels was flooded when the creek overflowed and the park. About 150 employees were at the park cleaning up. The park then flooded again on July 25th, 2018. So 2 days later, this is when we went to go see the Backstreet Boys, I believe.
The first time when it got canceled.
And
it got
flooded, and even Hershey Park got flooded. And then 2 days later, it flooded again. Mm-hmm. So the same thing that happened to Hershey, it was 10 times worse at Knoebels because, you know, the park reopened again July 27, 2018. Pretty much didn't miss a beat.
They just have bad luck.
They have it down. Nothing else in the chat there. So admissions. This park offers free admission. It's free parking, free entertainment. The visitors are able to ride the park's attractions by purchasing either a pay one price, all day unlimited access wristbands, which are not usually available on weekends except near the beginning of and at the end of each season. That kind of keeps the flow of the rides better too, because if everyone got all day passes, they would just to get on rides would be unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So they kind of just say, hey, tickets only. So it kind of keeps people like it's.
What do you money, really want to ride?
And it also frees up so people can ride everything. Yeah. Where are we at here? Limited hand stamps are books of tickets with hand stamps cost varying depending on the height of the rider. Knoebels has several hand stamp options such as the Sundown Plan and Bargain Nights. When the park offers discounts on regular ride passes, Knoebels all day passes do not include the Haunted Mansion or the Crystal Pool, which are additional fees. The Scenic Skyway, the Black Diamond, and the Flying Turns were all additional fees when open, but they have since been included in the most pay for one price plans.
I wonder why they don't include the Haunted House.
I don't know.
I
think because another company owns it. It's only like rented to them. Or
it might have been. If I'm not, I could be wrong, but it's one of those deals where somebody came in and they said, "Hey, we'll take a portion of the profits to come in and like revamp it and fix it or something and like
take
that."
Take care of the maintenance
and do the maintenance. I could be wrong, but,
or maybe because they have to keep security in there.
It might cost.
So maybe
more
that too. Has something to do with it too.
Why would they have to keep security in there, Hai?
Oh, I wonder.
Let's tell a story.
People like to not stay in the car.
So me and Hai's very first date was Knoebels, and Knoebels, we're gonna confess to something here.
I mean, it's not like we didn't. Oh,
we stole rings.
You stole rings.
I stole rings. I stole. Two.
I had no part.
I stole two carousel rings, because I knew. On this first date, this girl is going to be in my life forever.
Okay.
And that's not cheesy. I don't think I've ever stolen rings for anybody else, I think. but they are still to this day on both of our keychains.
Yeah.
Like 15 years later.
That's cool.
Those we still have our original carousel rings from Knoebels. Do not steal the carousel rings. And if you do, don't just throw them around the park like a psychopath.
Yeah.
Who does that? Do people do that?
On the log flume. You ever look in the bottom of the pool, people throw their rings in there and they stay in the bottom.
That's terrible.
Yeah, don't be dicks. If you're going to take one, like keep it. Keep it as a keepsake. But don't do that either.
Those Blanca cards.
Yeah. we go on our first date. It was me and Heidi and then another...
Two other couples.
And me and Heidi go on the haunted house, and our two other couples go first. And my friend made a joke saying, "I'll see you when we get in there." And we're like, "I don't even know what it's talking about." We turn the first corner where like the bookshelves are, and all we hear is, "What are you guys doing?" And then he just runs through the ride, flailing his arms, screaming. And
then we see a flashlight and then a security lady like chasing him around. And then we get to the end and you come out and she's standing there waiting. They're waiting for us. And actually, our other group wasn't even there. They didn't come on the ride with us.
No, they
because
did
we
their
couldn't
own thing.
Find them.
Yeah.
And she says, "All right, well, you guys got to leave the park."
She
walked us through the entire park. We're trying to call our other friends. Like, we're leaving. We're driving.
I was pretty upset about it. I was like, because I don't want to be that guy who gets fucking kicked out of
Canada. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Of all places.
Yeah. And then I'm like coming here.
We couldn't get a hold of our friends. So like, what are our choices? Sit in the parking lot for hours until we get them or leave them? And we're trying to get a hold of them. She's walking us across the park, telling us these crazy stories about how dangerous it is.
She's trying to scare us.
There's like
not be idiots.
Trap doors in there and you could get hurt and blah, blah, blah.
She's 100% right.
She told us someone threw a penny off the Ferris wheel and killed a baby.
Didn't believe her.
I did not believe her, but she told us the story. She walked us all the way to the entrance and then was just like, "All right, don't do it again."
let us go.
Like, she walked us across.
Which was cool.
To the entrance, just to let us go.
Yeah, we never went to Knoebels with that guy ever again.
No,
we don't blame you.
Yeah. No.
Speaking of Knoebels stories, we went on our eighth grade trip, and the one kid who was in my class, I forget exactly what ride it was. I think it was one of the roller coasters, but they take the photos as you go down the hill.
Didn't you say it was like the Flume Ride or something?
I think it was the Flume Ride, but I'm not entirely sure. And he flipped the cameras off, and all we heard all day was reports of like, did you see him? The security's chasing him down.
Very seriously.
Oh my god!
If you do anything inappropriate on a camera at Knoebels, you will be removed.
Yeah,
that's funny. That's where my sixth grade trip was there. Like after sixth grade,
yeah, they don't play. They do not play. If you flip the camera off, if you grab the girl in front of his boobs going down, they will all get you booted. I like to. Me and my cousin Jimmy have been doing it since we're kids. Is when you go down, you wave to the wrong side of the camera, so you're completely facing the wrong direction. That's like our like fun thing to do.
Yeah.
And my uncle Steve, rest in peace. He was like a bigger guy. He was like a mix between like what the hell is the guy's name
McCartney.
From the he yeah Paul McCartney, but like no when he got towards the end when he was a bigger guy he looked like from the Honeymooners. He had like a Ralph Cranston.
I can't think of his name.
But he also had like a droopy dog face.
Like jowls.
He had jowls. He had like a lot of skin on his face. He was like a bigger guy.
Like Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah. So when he got on the Flume one time and he's on it and he sold it that he was terrified. He might have been, I don't know. But he's going down and all of his face skin is going up in the air like zero gravity. And he's just like, and it's probably to this day most favorite photo ever taken on the log flume. Yeah. I don't even know where it's probably at. Their house now, because now my Aunt Colleen and Uncle Steve are no longer with us, but it was a very, very funny photo. I remember seeing it and all of us just going over to the window and just crying laughing. It was a cool moment. Where are we at here? So Knoebels, we're gonna go to a little bit of rides and attractions here. So Knoebels has six operating roller coasters. I don't know if that's still up to date. Mm-hmm. Knoebels with two main wooden roller coasters that are well known, with the Phoenix constantly rated in the top 10 lists and the Twister ranking high as well.
Isn't the Phoenix like the maybe not the oldest?
Well, you have a photo. What was the ranking for that photo?
I feel like Phoenix is always on the list for something like not the oldest wooden.
It's the best one.
Or maybe Knoebels still has, these are like the only wooden ones left.
Yeah, maybe.
Best wooden coaster.
Oh, see?
And it was from 2021.
2021?
Nice. Yeah, that's what it has on the ticket for.
Yeah. Very nice. It just recently won, yeah.
That's awesome.
So I'm going to go through some rides that are no longer in operation and see if we remember any of them. So the High Speed Thrill Roller Coaster, starting in 1955, closed in 2008 and was renamed something else.
It was renamed something else?
Yes. It was a steel roller coaster that had operated since 1965, believed to be the last remaining overland coasters in the world. Although it was designed to be a children's coaster, it was very popular among adults due to its airtime.
Yeah, that little
we call it the little Phoenix. It is a steel roller coaster.
Did you ever go on it?
I don't know.
It's very entertaining due to adults because of its airtime on the roller coaster in the Bunny Hills. It's now called Cosmo Curve, seen below. The design with this appeal in mind, and the ride reopened August 1st, 2009.
Yeah,
so if you were a child. And you say, I can't ride the Phoenix because it's too scary.
Or you're not.
But I see you get on Cosmos Curves. You can handle any park in that ride. Because that thing fucking launches you. Yeah.
It's pretty intense for like a kid roller coaster.
Yeah,
it doesn't even do anything. It literally just goes like in a circle, I think. But like, a lot.
I think now they added it. There's a drop, but there's like bunny hills. Actually goes like over the boat ride. So when you're riding the boats, that's the coaster above you.
Oh.
Mario says, what's up, homies? What's going on, man? Mario was on Interviews with Other People one time. Well, twice now, I believe he was on. The Jetstar. I've never ridden the Jetstar. Yeah. It was from 1977 to 1992. I don't even remember that being in existence.
The roller coaster?
It was a roller coaster.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember it at all. It was a standard production model of a... I can't even pronounce that. Just Smart was removed from Knoebels after the 1992 season. This ride was purchased from
1992. It was removed.
Yeah.
No wonder I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I wasn't even born yet.
Even as a kid, I don't remember this at all. They have a really Russian name or German name. I can't pronounce it. It was owned an independent operator who fell hard on times after being removed from Knoebels. The Jetstar was relocated to Maury's Piers, where it also operated under the name Jetstar. And the coaster was then sold to a traveling showman in France. A regular stop for the show is Park de Attractions in Lunar Park, La... Yeah, I'm not even going to give a shit.
It's in Paris.
The Phoenix. This one's still operating. 1985. It was a relocated and restored Herb Shermack that Philadelphia Toboggan Company designed. According to the Golden Ticket Awards, this coaster has consistently been ranked as one of the top 10 wooden roller coasters and never falling below 10th, and place not and the place has not fallen below 5th place since 1999. That's the winner of the GTA, and that's not Grand Theft Auto, in 2018 and 2019. This ride was built in 1947, was purchased from the Playland Amusement Park in San Antonio, Texas, and operated under the name Rocket before being moved to Knoebels in 1985. It uses Buzz Bars. I believe that's
Pacific so Playland.
Do you think, because it's more of like an independent park, that same ride, the Phoenix, is somewhere else, but not the Phoenix?
I think there's a weird roller coaster rule. Like, you can't, like, it's like almost like copywritten. Like, you can't use the same blueprint unless you're the one, like, something.
Maybe
like,
it's a different ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because maybe they don't have the same rules being independent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's one from 1993 to 2004. Any guesses? No longer in production. Mm-mm. The Whirlwind was a double corkscrew roller coaster removed from Knoebels after the 2004 season. This ride was purchased from the Playland Amusement Park in New York, where it operated under the name The Whirlwind before moving to Knoebels after 2004 operating season. The ride was removed and went to San Jose, Costa Rica, and operates under the name Boraca. The Twister, 1999, still in operation. A wooden roller coaster. We didn't do that one that day. A wooden roller coaster heavily inspired by the Mr. Twister, a 1964 design, John Allen design. The Flying Turns, 2013, and operating. the wooden bobsled roller coaster. I have ridden it once.
Because when it finally got up and operating without wrecking.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous lines.
It's ridiculous.
And it's literally
lines.
Like a 5-second ride.
It's
not long.
It takes longer to
get to it.
Get in line and then figure out how to board it. Because you have to get on a scale.
Yeah.
Then they have to put people on according to the weight of the ride. So if like me and Anthony go on, they'd be like, you two can't, like, we have to put a stranger with you. And if you ride with someone you don't know, like, you can't just be like, I'll ride by myself. Like, no, you have to.
Because all the physics.
Yeah, because you have to stay
on the track.
And literally, you are butt to crotch.
Yeah.
With some complete stranger if you go on. Because I think I had to do that. Or someone had to do that.
I think we were okay together. But it was just, they weigh you out. And you have to be like a certain.
You have to ride with this person if you want to ride. And they're just like, I don't know that person. You're like, all right, get in between my legs. Yeah, it could be a sketchy situation.
I feel like most people at Knoebels are friendly.
Yeah.
Though, because I feel like some people will just ride the roller coaster together.
I'm not
going
to lie.
Like,
if I was on that ride and they're like, oh, you have to ride with this person, like a kid, or I'd be like, no, I'm not doing that. I'll just walk out. I'm good.
Well, if they put you with like a kid, yeah. I'd be like, I don't know.
Cosmos Curves, 2009 operating. That is the kids ride. The Black Diamond, which is now their indoor roller coaster.
That one's good. I like that one.
Still operating. And the Impulse, which is 2015 till now. We didn't ride that one yet.
No, you
that's
did.
The new one.
You rode that one before.
I did not ride it yet.
Yes, you did.
Did I?
You rode it with Steve Fulton.
Did I?
Yes, you did. Because I chickened out that day because I was like, I don't know if I feel like doing it.
I will fly through some of these other ones here. But they also have the Knoebels has two carousels, one small merry-go-round in Kiddyland, which was added in 1976, which was built by the Steen and Goldstein in 1910. The Grand Carousel, which a 1913 carousel built by the Kramer House Works in Long Island City. 1852 to 1918, and had 60. Wow, holy fuck, that was built in 1852 and ran from there till 1918 with 63 hand carved horses. And then from 1869 to 1931, it was purchased on January 6, 1942, from Riverside for $4,000, which is equal to $66,000 today, and relocated to Knoebels.
Did you say
the big one. The main...
Yeah, but you said the kid one was merry-go-round. Maybe that's the one that they were talking about in the beginning.
Yeah. So that's that carousel that we rode, that's still,
it's like crazy.
Hands down, one of my favorite things.
I also didn't know that they had real horse, like the hair tails.
Yeah.
I always thought they were just carved.
Yeah.
Crazy old.
It's insanely old. And it's cool because it has, it's all steam. Like the music is like the steam powered, like the bells, whistles on a crank, that you do if you sit on the outside. And they actually, I don't know how long ago they did this, but I'd never seen it before until I got there this year. They have two separate lines. So if you want to ride the inside, you go on this line. If you want to ride the outside, you get, cause I always hate it being on here. Like, yeah, you ride the outside. Like, don't put your fucking shitty kid on the outside and take a
they
seat.
Can't reach it.
And they can't reach it, and you're fucking it up for the rest of
us. I like that they did that, though, the lines, because I feel like, remember, you'd be standing in line, and then you would get there, and then you would get in, and you couldn't sit on the outside. And you're like, well, I don't want to be on this ride now.
Some guy holding his daughter on the outside horse. You're like, my guy, like, you're ruining the ride for everybody. Put her in the middle. And let her earn her outside seat as she gets older.
Yeah.
And then I love when you see that little kid. He's like, he jumps on the outside and you're like, kid, you just fucked up.
You can't reach it.
And then he's banging. Oh,
yeah.
And he could reach and get the rings. You're like, oh, I remember being that kid. Like, I could finally reach.
I would get so upset.
Meanwhile, the kid is literally hanging on by a pinky.
I know. I'm always afraid.
I mean, I still hang on by a pinky.
I know. I have to like hold on tight. I used to hate that, though, and you're so excited, and then you get out, and then there's no one more outside seats.
This ride also has a brass ring. Yeah. They put one on per ride, and if you win the brass ring, you get a free ride. I've gotten it once.
Okay.
They, like, tackle you now.
Oh, as soon as that brass ring leaves the thing, the guy's on your... So I seen it pop out. Heidi misses it.
No, I did not. I've got my ring.
Oh, she got hers. The gold ring comes out, or the brass ring comes out. I miss it, and I look behind me, and the girl grabbed it. I was like, I almost had the brass ring. Like, I was so close.
I don't think I ever got it.
Yeah. Trains. There is a the Old Smoky train was there first, no longer there. The Pioneer train, no longer there. But now there's another train that you can ride, and it actually takes you out. And they have like feed for animals. So sometimes you go out there
like deer and stuff.
Like deer or squirrel and stuff.
I've ridden the train like twice.
Yeah. I'm not going to go through the list of all that. Foods and restaurant. Knoebels has restaurants throughout the park, both sit down and counter service in nature. These are the easiest to have contribute to the park's winning awards from organizations that judge amusement park food, including the Amusement Today Golden Ticket Award for best food every year since the year 2000.
Wow.
Until Dollywood is the name of that other park in Pittsburgh, I believe.
Oh,
Dollywood.
Dollywood's
that's
in
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Is that Tennessee?
Oh,
yeah. Sorry, you're right.
That's a fun place.
Yeah. I'm trying to find out if that other park's going to be mentioned here. It's not Dollywood, though. They narrowly edged out Knoebels in 2012. Oh. Both parks tied for first place in 2013. Knoebels reclaimed the prize in 2015 and 16, but then lost it again to Dollywood in 2017, but snatched its prize back in 2018. So Knoebels isn't rivaling Dolly Parton's park for best food every year.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah.
The primary sit-down restaurant in the park is the Alamo, which we said we've never eaten at. Its counter service restaurant includes Cesari's Pizza.
That's the pizza place that was out there, right?
Cesari's is no longer there.
Right.
The Oasis Cafeteria, the Phoenix Junction Steakhouse, which I don't think you can get a steak at. I think it's all burgers. I could be wrong, though. The International Food Court, which was closed. That's usually my go-to. And that's like a wide range of different foods. Yeah. The Nickel Plate Bar and Grill is over at the golf course. They do have a Three Ponds golf course. So if you don't like riding rides and you want to drop the kids and wife off and you want to go golf, there's a golf course you can do that.
Or you can go mini golfing.
Yeah.
There is a tab on here for incident history, like people who have gotten hurt there.
Let me guess, they're all from the Phoenix.
No, they're all from the pool.
Haunted Mansion.
The speed slide just had 15 injuries had been reported.
Is that the rocket one?
I don't know, but I think.
Do you ever go on that? You know what I'm talking about, right? It's over by in the little. I do like that they separate. There's like the whole kid ride area.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of separate, which I like.
They do have a kid section.
Well, but, somebody probably burnt their ass on that thing. That's why.
I don't know.
It's a giant metal slide. It goes. You have to go up the stairs. It's a rocket.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a speed slide.
You gotta slide down.
There has been drownings, and unfortunately, little kids have lost their lives in the pool.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't chalk it up as Knoebels' fault.
No, I agree. No.
The park's fantastic. Like I said, I've only got hurt there one time, and it was my own fucking fault.
I don't think I ever got hurt.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, just don't be an idiot. You'll have a blast. It's a great time. It's dog friendly. If you have dogs that are well behaved, it is dog friendly. You go walk around with dogs.
Can you take your dogs in other places?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah,
I don't think you can walk your dog around, and they don't have to be service dogs. Like, you can walk dogs around Knoebels. No alcohol. There's no beer. Like, that's the thing too. If you go camping there, I don't think you're allowed to bring booze.
No, but they have like tents, or not tents. What do they call them? Pavilions. So you could go and like have picnics and things. Yeah, and the like pavilion, your family.
I believe the pavilions are free as well. So I believe like if you go there, you can pay Knoebels to like cater it. Like your like your company or your pavilion, be like, so if we wanted to do like,
you might have to like rent it out though.
I don't think it's a rental fee. I think the pavilions are free to rent, but you have to reserve it.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, okay. I don't think they charge you a rental fee to be in the pavilion to use a pavilion.
So they probably assume you're going to eat in the park or do
yeah,
stuff
you're
going to
spend
park.
Money if you're getting a pavilion. Yeah. I could be wrong. I think that's the way it goes. But also they will come and cater and do like dogs and burgers and stuff like that.
I think that's
going to cook dogs.
Yeah.
Hot dogs.
The dogs you bring around the park, they if a dog's not behaved, they're like, gotta go.
Yeah.
No, it's got it doesn't have like a full water park, but there is a log flume that you will get.
There's slides.
Let's say 60% wet.
Not at the log flume. I don't think you get that wet.
Your legs are gonna get wet. You're gonna you'll be dry wet. Within an hour on a hot day. These sploosh,
like 40% wet.
You will be 100% wet.
Yes.
That is a pretty big one. And then there is the crystal pool that also has slides and stuff you can do with it.
But obviously you're gonna get pretty wet.
So I'm just saying, like in comparison, if you were in this part of Pennsylvania, if you went to like Knoebels or I mean if you went to Dorney or Hershey,
they have more water
parks. Yeah. Like a whole water park. Yeah.
Yeah, someone said the pizza place is different now.
It's a different company. Yeah. It's not the same people. But the food's always fantastic.
Yeah.
There's so much cool things to do.
Ever had bad food.
If your kid's not old enough to ride the big rides, there is a complete kid section. Ice cream is awesome.
Yeah.
Mini golf, which has been on the list there for Knoebels, like their history. I thought Heidi was going to chime in with that, but she left me
1967.
That 1960s. We played on a mini golf course that has been there since 1967.
Miniature golf course and the Merry Mixer were built in 1967, which I know what the Merry Mixer is, but now I can't think about it. I can't think of which one it is.
Yeah. It's fantastic. It has such a cool history. There's so much fun things.
I feel like I've never been on all of the rides. Like, yeah. There's rides I've never been on.
Yeah. I unfortunately can't do the spinny ones anymore.
It's a shame. Fandango. Yeah. Only one. He'll let me go by myself.
I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, I can.
For those of you who don't know what the Fandango is, it's basically a giant pendulum that spins.
Yeah. If I did the whole podcast and didn't mention this, it'd be a fucking crying shame. They're built in 1974. Another huge part of the park that people go through, and it's like a renowned thing, are the bumper cars, bumper cars. People go nuts for that. It has a very, like, the Ferris wheel is very famous.
Yeah. What's the one? It's by the bumper cars, I think, where you're on, you're like attached and it goes around like this and it like whips you around.
Oh, the
is that the Merry Mixer?
I think it's called the
Whip It.
And then the salt and pepper shakers.
I did those once.
They call them the satellites.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
I've never done that one.
I rode them when I was a kid. They're terrifying.
That one's rough. I did it with my brother and my little cousin once, and I'm the heaviest, so you get put on the outside, which is terrifying because what if you fall out the door? But also the seatbelt goes like on an angle, so like it kind of pinches you in. Like you're like so the whole time I was like afraid I was gonna fall out.
The paratroopers have been there since 1970.
Wow.
That's the one.
That's the one I got spit on.
Someone spit on you.
Jerk.
Yeah.
What about the swings? You remember the swings? Yeah. Do you still do those?
No, I don't.
I haven't done them in a while.
There's a lot of rides I don't ride, unfortunately, anymore.
Yeah.
Every time I go, I don't think there's a time that I have ever gone to the park and not rode the Phoenix. I think that's the Phoenix and the Haunted House. I ride it every time.
The Haunted House is my go-to. I have to do it every time, but I've not done the Phoenix. That was the first roller coaster I've ever been on, actually.
You know who's a year older? I'm a year older than, because he was debuted in 1987.
Cosmo.
Now let me ask you guys a question. What is Cosmo?
He's the mascot for the
What type of animal is Cosmo?
I don't know.
Did I just ruin your brains for a second?
I don't know. Because
it ruined mine for
sure.
A moment. No, I'm 100% sure.
I still don't believe it. He's got weird ears. His ears don't fit the description. Oh, actually, that makes more sense.
Not a bad guess. What do you think?
I don't know. I was gonna say like chipmunk or something, but
you nailed it. Yeah. It's a chipmunk. If people think a beaver, some people think a bear, some people think a squirrel. He is a chipmunk. It has been confirmed by Knoebels. I found a post where someone says, "Is he a squirrel or a chipmunk?" Because he doesn't have a squirrel tail.
Yeah.
And then Knoebels responded and said, "He is a chipmunk."
Yeah, I don't think he's a woodchuck either, because woodchucks have funny tails.
Mm. Yeah.
It could be chipmunk.
1989, the antique cars were installed. 1990, the flume ride is built.
So wait, what year were the cars put in?
The ones.
The antique cars.
Antique cars, 1989.
So
they're older than you.
Oh, yeah. No. I was going to misheard the year because I was like, wouldn't they just be cars? Like,
1889.
1990, the log flume is built. What year are you born?
93.
95. The log flume is older than you guys?
That's crazy.
That is insane to think about.
That's crazy.
Hey, bro. My head hurts now. I've always the log flume has always been there for me. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's always been there for me too.
Yeah. 1999, the wooden roller coaster Twister is open and completed. I remember people going nuts for that.
They do the covered bridge. I passed that when it started, but they do the covered bridge thing too, like in the fall, like the festival, and they do like there's like what do you call it? Like people go and sell stuff, crafts, and
oh yeah,
like
the craft fair and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember. I heard it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, the Stratosphere opens in 2013. 2014, the Flying Turns is there. yeah, I don't know what that one is.
You know what I'm surprised we haven't talked about yet?
What's that?
The Dirty Pole.
Oh, the
the North Pole.
The North Pole. So there is a North Pole there.
I like that they have themed stores too.
All year round, there is a Christmas store you can go to.
Love it.
As a pro wrestling fan, one of its main attractions that people get, someone that goes there all the time, is Mick Foley.
Oh yeah.
He's there all the time, and he's not only obsessed as he loves Knoebels. It's been something he's been taking his kids to as long as they're old enough to go. But he's also obsessed with Halloween, Christmas. So that's like another big thing for him, where he's like,
he's always at the pole.
He's always So there is an ice pole that says North Pole, and it is cold and it ice
all
on
year
it.
Cold
all year round. I may have made my not made, but I may have convinced my little brother to lick it, telling him it's a tradition that you have to do it. And my mom was not happy that he licked it.
I mean, he survived.
He's still alive. He's doing all right, I think. I haven't talked to him about a year and a half.
That.
But yeah, he survived. He's still alive.
Oh, there's like the in the carousel store. Like, so it's like a store with all the carousel stuff. But then
and
there's
like a museum.
Yeah, there's like a little museum. Yep. That's pretty cool too.
And there's rides at like.
And I think there's old horses.
Yeah, ones that are like they're retired.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and you guys have any memories? You guys are theater kids. Have you ever interacted in the play? Have you ever done the play as a kid?
What, Pappy Druitt?
Oh.
Pappy Druitt? Yeah, was that Knoebels?
Oh, yeah, he was there.
Shut
We have the poster still there in the basement.
You don't know who Pappy Druitt is. I used to watch him on TV.
He has this giant pencil.
He was like this Pappy. It was a Pappy with like
I'll pull up a picture.
Little, what do you call it? Like a bandana and a hat.
Yeah.
He would draw stuff. So
he went to Knoebels?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are like, gotta get there. Pappy Druitt's there that day.
Yeah.
Pappy Druitt.
So, I've never heard of Pappy Druitt.
I watched him a couple times on TV. Show.
I've never heard of him my entire life.
Oh, he's fantastic. I mean, I have not watched it in a very, very long time.
He draws like basic drawings, like with like a pencil or like a crayon or whatever. But so I don't know why I find
it
interesting.
So he's Steve from Blue's Clues?
He just kind of sits there.
Yeah. And he draws pictures and he says.
Yeah.
He says cool stuff. He's kind of like.
So what I'm saying is, there's a place by the haunted house where there's a stage, and you can, they have kids play and interact.
Yeah.
And they redo plays like fantasy plays and stuff like that.
Yeah. No.
You know, as long as I've been there, I've never seen that puppet in the tree or whatever.
Oh, I've seen them all.
Never
time.
Seen that.
Yeah.
Never.
He was doing it the day we were there.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. But before that, I've never seen it.
Yeah. So right now, if you go. It is a little tough. It is tough to find workers. So a lot of the games are not open. Yeah. Some games are, but a lot of them are still closed. It is still like the beginning part of the season.
Yeah.
Some food places were closed and we were there, which is fine.
It just started last weekend, I think. Two weeks ago was the all week thing.
Yeah.
But it's awesome. If you have never done Knoebels, I highly
recommend
try it out. Mm-hmm. Go if you're there's people who travel from Indiana. We talked to someone that was they came from Indiana to go to Knoebels, which is kind of dope. Like, I don't know. I know a lot of people in this area shit on where we're from, and they're like, I hate the area. I hate Pennsylvania. But like, I'm proud of it. I like if I was a billionaire tomorrow, like if for some reason some billionaire is like, I like your podcast and you're going to be famous, or I just hit the lottery or something ever cool happened, I wouldn't leave this area. I'm very proud of where I come from. I like the fact that like we have things like Knoebels that for outside people want to go to and experience. Yeah. And I think it's a lot of fun. yeah, it's dope. If you are listening, leave us a review. This is not the end of the show. I'm going to go around to everybody else, but leave a review. Reviews help us a lot. You can leave a review on Facebook. You can leave a review on YouTube. You can leave a review on Apple if you're listening to this on audio platform. And tell us some of your favorite rides. Just leave in the review, hey, I listened to the Knoebels episode. These are some of my favorite rides or things I like to do here. Reviews help us a lot. They get us
memories.
Tell us some favorite memories and stuff like that. It's always been like a yearly thing where like, family get-togethers, like Knoebels has been that place.
Where we try to go every year. We haven't really gone last year.
Do you guys have any memories or anything? You are
Errol, what's your things? Like go-to favorite ride you have to do?
I mean, always the Phoenix, for me anyway.
It's a tie for two of them. It's the Haunted Mansion and Roundup. Those are my two.
Which one's Roundup?
So basically, you're stuck in a compartment.
Oh, that
holding
one.
On to bars. They put
I've never done it.
Spinning around in a circle.
It's essentially a centripetal force.
Yeah, I know.
They used to have ones. They used to have rides like that where there's no bars to hang on to, and you could literally like spin yourself around.
I don't know if I could do it because of the spinning thing, but I've never done it. I want to try it, but I'm afraid.
You puke
it's fun.
Right
back. And then if they don't
clip
the tree,
I almost died.
You clip it.
I was so close to like throwing up on that one.
Which one?
The one that we rode.
The one with the flames on it.
Oh, I almost threw up. It was rough.
Oh, the
what it's called.
Yeah.
It's like next to the hot air balloons. It's they just spin you in circles, but every now and then it kicks you out.
Yeah. Well, they kicked it up fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna start off slow.
Did not look that fast when we were watching.
Oh, well, it started fast. I thought it was gonna go start slow.
It's like a kid's ride.
Ease into it.
Yeah. For those on the sidelines.
Yeah. But how about you? Favorite rides?
The Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, Haunted
Mansion.
Haunted Mansion in Phoenix. Twister's close there.
Yeah, Twister's good. I like the Twister better than the Phoenix because it holds
what?
You in. It holds you in. I feel safer.
My favorite thing to do in the Phoenix is Heidi insists that we are not riding together because she wants to ride towards the back. And
I like
she doesn't
the
like,
back.
She doesn't want to ride towards the front. And every time I get in line, I take either four seat one, two, three, or four. And then I guilt her into coming in and sitting with me. And she rides it every time.
I don't put my hands up though.
I mean, I don't either because I don't think it changes in my experience. And plus, I have bad shoulders, so I don't want to dislocate. I don't want to dislocate my shoulder on a.
You'll come out and just like
on a fucking roller coaster.
Some of us are not able to let go.
Yeah, I can't let go. I can't.
If I let go, I'm out of that car. I promise you, I'm out of the car.
I don't think you will. I think.
Oh no.
I think you feel like you will be.
Yeah, I think the force will hold you in.
So I'm gonna be honest with you. Holding on to that. I let my body go, like not like from my hands, and my knees are above the bar.
That's
so
not good.
Unless my feet are the thing
so
that's
I have,
stop
I have a little, I have a little cousin who is a fourth of you.
Yeah, she's tiny and she
does it all time. Nathaniel.
Oh,
or even Meatball. Meatball rides it and he's tiny.
I'm talking to Jamie, she's tiny too.
And he hands up the whole time and I'm holding on to him because I think he's going to come out. But even if I wasn't there, that he's going to ride that ride just like that. He's never died.
That was my first roller coaster after sixth grade graduation. We went and I didn't want to go, but I felt pressured because everyone was going and I didn't want to be that kid, not go on it.
Yeah.
And I went with my one friend and I was terrified. I held on and I literally pinched her hand like in the bar with my knee. And she's
favorite moment is we all went as a family to Knoebels. I think it was a Halloween. Or it was nighttime. I don't remember, but we all go on the Phoenix, and my cousin Juliana brought her friend. Juliana's a cousin. Yeah.
Yeah, technically.
Yeah, it's cousin. Yeah. So cousin Juliana, very young, she comes off with her friend, and her friend.
She did not have a good time.
You could just see in her face. She did not like her experience on the roller coaster, and all it took was one person to be like, "Are you okay?" And then just had a mental breakdown.
She was so upset, so scared,
and
terrified.
I had to walk away because I started laughing. Like that's a moment as a kid. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I love going, especially when like you take younger group, like the next generation of our family, like my cousin's kids. And we go there and they're all like, "Oh, I want to ride the ride with you. You're my ride."
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like I don't know, it's just like I'm experiencing this ride with somebody.
Yeah.
With the I mean, like it's not their first time, but like you could just see yourself mirrored as a child, like being that hyped as a little kid, like the haunted house, and they run up and they're like, "Get your tickets," and they gotta run back for their tickets. Like
they always forget the tickets.
Yeah, it's like because they're so used to the hand stamp and they gotta run back and get the tickets.
The prices have gone up because I remember on the hand stamp was like $20.
Yeah.
And now it's like 60. But and I don't know. Oh yeah, that one does. It includes all the roller coasters, yeah, which it's understandable.
I remember being a kid and being like having everything memorized. Like, oh, this is this, this, this.
Yeah,
this.
Now I can't remember where anything is.
Yeah, like, I know my way. Remember?
Yeah, I know.
I remember some of it, but then I forget other places. Yeah.
It's just it's a magical place. It's our little slice magical. Of home. We try to go multiple times a year. Yeah. The pandemic definitely slowed that down, but I can definitely like, oh, we're not doing anything on this.
I want to go again.
It's one of those things where it's like, ah. We'll just drive them. We'll get some ice cream for the day. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
And walk around. Mm-hmm. Like, it's awesome. I love the arcade.
Mm-hmm.
It's my too favorite. Much.
It's,
the arcade
easily,
was a blast.
I'll yeah. easily drop $100 in the arcade.
Me too.
Mm, me too.
You guys are terrible.
Easily.
As long as they have the right cards.
Meanwhile, you're like just dropping them. Meanwhile, I have like 5 coins and I'm like,
I only play like one game. I only play one game.
Put one
I
in
play
here.
the monster balls.
Yeah, so did I.
Last, we both hit the jackpot on the same ball.
I heard.
I was screaming at you. I was like, Nikolai! And he wouldn't turn and look at us.
No, I was in the zone. Listen,
he was in the zone.
When that golden ticket drops, you don't look
away.
Yeah.
Throw a 20 in and you just keep firing.
I literally watched mine go in and his. I'm like, did we just do that? we were like hugging each other. It was
crazy. You should have recorded it.
Yeah, I would have been TikTok famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Anthony GoPro just next walks time. Up and spins the dice.
I should put strap the GoPro on my chest
next
and
time.
Walk around.
We'll go back and do that.
Yeah. Be fun. Anyway, anything you want to put add to it before we close out?
Mini golf was very fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mini golf was Nikolai. So fun.
Always come to play mini golf with me. I'm your best.
Would you do it again if you run again?
I love mini golf.
I love it too.
I don't like to play mini golf. I like to play my way. But,
yeah. So I'll launch it.
Yeah. I've never seen
anybody
leave.
Hit it out so many times. Like how?
I've never seen someone hit it out and then somehow end up back
oh my
on
God,
the
yeah.
hole.
Like literally
and get a hole in one.
Everyone, he would just hit it out and somehow.
He hit one out.
It literally bounced back in.
Bounced back in. And so, then got a hole in one.
No,
I don't think that was the same one.
No, the one what you're talking about was the barrels.
Yeah.
Where it's like 4 barrels stacked in like a diamond shape.
And you just
and I just clobbered it and it just like
didn't
spun around move. And
it didn't even
right
go
in.
Through the barrels.
Yeah.
You hit the ramp, bounced off the ramp, hit the edge, and then somehow went under and went in. I'm not.
And then there was one where like it's all like molehills, and these are all like, well, what path do we take?
Oh, I knew
and
for
I'm
a
like,
fact
I right. just stuck my club underneath it, got on the ground, and flicked it up, and I made it right to the other side, and I was fine.
Yeah,
he just bypassed.
Technically, that's against the rules.
What rules?
You're supposed to hit it, not.
I did hit it.
Scoop it.
Your own rules.
Yeah, I love the mini golf. That's a better thing for me and Heidi. Everywhere we go, we're big mini golf players.
Yeah,
yeah I love.
We played
love,
like 3 mm-hmm. times when we went to Vegas.
Yeah. Twice in the same place.
There was like there was one in our hotel.
Yeah,
Kiss mini golf.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It was a lot of fun.
I think there's a Universal, like I don't know if it's Monsters, but like all their different movies, like at City Walk in Florida.
Which yeah, that's cool.
Oh, really?
Cool.
Yeah,
I would play that.
I know Despicable Me or what is it? Psycho might be a part of it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Remember when we drove to Bloomsburg because they put an indoor mini golf thing? Like we were like, we have to go do this.
Yeah,
mini golf.
It was like a glow one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it wasn't there.
No, we played one
time.
Oh,
it was in the mall. Yeah.
Yeah. Like we.
And then the next time we went, it was gone.
It was gone, yeah. We used to have so many mini golf things around us. Like there used to be one on top of the hill in Monte City, then there was one on the side of Frackville.
I remember Greece, and they found a body. Yeah, we need to go to Heisler.
Heisler is the only one now. But yeah, all right. Nicolay, what do you want to plug?
Fry Rags. They have Monsters just came out this week. Yeah.
And then some, what movie, another one, just Becky or
honey,
whatever.
Honey something?
Honey. Oh, Honey. Yeah.
Oh, Honey. I don't know.
Wednesday's going to be a big one. We're going to be spending some money on Wednesday. Elvira.
Oh,
buying 2 Elvira t-shirts on Wednesday because I'm not choosing and I want both of them. Sorry, it's happening. What do you want to plug, Anthony?
I have a convention to plug this weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. The Ooh. Ranger Stop and Pop convention is happening. It's a Power Ranger convention. And they're also bringing the Ninja Turtles in, which I'm wearing the shirt, which actually came a couple days ago.
Are you going to it?
No, unfortunately not. But I want to advertise for them because they're having a bunch of people go down there for like Pokemon and like Yu-Gi-Oh, some other anime stuff. Cool. But like people from the original Ninja Turtle movie are going to be down there, like April O'Neil, Shredder, and I think Raph and Leonardo as
nice.
Well.
Cool.
If I ever hit big money, one of my dreams would be going back and getting some of my childhood. I had the original Megazord, like the toy, mm-hmm. not the one that like you had a string and it walked by itself. Like it was each individual piece and you morphed, made the Megazord. I had that when I was a kid, and I had a ton of the old original Ninja Turtle lines. I'd love to get some of those back. Like I had the, I had never had the Terror Dome, but I had the sewer and I had the bus, and I unfortunately lost all of it. But yeah, a lot of fun. They're cool things. I was always into them, but yeah. Heidi, what do you get to plug?
Not cool in high school. Watch us, like us, subscribe to us, leave us reviews.
There it is. Love it. IWEPnetwork.com is where you can find all of our shows. We did announce, I don't know if we announced, as of right now, Interviews with Other People is now done. As I say that, I did get an email from somebody who I've never met, talked to before. They're not even from around here. I don't know how they even found out about the podcast, but they sent me their story of what they've been through. And it's crazy. It's really, really crazy. And I feel like I would be, it would be a missed opportunity if I didn't give this person a platform to talk. And I told him, I said, the reason I shut the shows down is like, there's no interaction. Like this show here, we're not, none of the shows, I'm going to be completely honest, we're not doing amazing when it comes to listenership or viewership or interaction with audience. It's very, very little. And sometimes as a content creator, someone who puts as much time and effort and heart into this after 4 years, when you go and you look at your numbers and you're like, is this worth it? Like, do people give a fuck? And then I get an email like that for Interviews with Other People and somebody wants to tell their story. I'm probably going to I'll record that interview, but it does mean a lot to give some love to those, like to shows or anything you support. If you're willing to watch Amber Heard and fucking Johnny Depp's trial for 18 weeks, you can't support a local content creator. Just why? You know what I mean? Like who, like anyway. Yeah. Cause it does, even if it's not us, if you're watching something on TikTok, just leave a comment and just be like, great video. Like that was cool. Anything positive. It really helps people.
Even just say hi.
Yeah, it really helps people create content just to kind of show you care a little bit. You know, it means a lot. Even like today in the chat, you know, people coming in just saying hi. It does mean a lot to us. We appreciate it. Yeah, we have the network. Bangin' Beers will be ending at the end of this month, which sucks. But like I said, it's tough. It's tough to put a lot of time into something and money because it costs money to drink these beers and do this and travel and do all of it. And if the payoff is no listeners, I'm not saying I'm doing it for the listeners, but in a part of us is like to try to grow and stuff. And I think having five shows was tough. So I think narrowing it down to just worrying about Tornado Tag and Not Cool, and then kind of let the I'm kind of just feel like a producer of Truth Behind Illusion. Like they run the social media, they come up with the topics and the stuff. And I just kind of facilitate with a place to record, and I'm cool with that role, you know? But it's tough. It's tough, man. It's just support local businesses and content creators. It does mean a lot to the people who do it. But that's all I got. We'll see. Do we have an idea for a topic or anything we want to go real quick? Put you on the spot.
Oh, I thought I had an idea.
I would ask our listeners, but we don't have any. Oh, Mama Cabana is listening. Hi. There you go. Mama Cabana says love. She's killing it reading books.
Yeah, she is.
Mm-hmm. Episode 4 just dropped, right?
Yeah, 4 days ago.
I think which is weird because I mean we're connected, but I don't think it's really advertised that we're connected. But I think one of the authors of the book she read just followed the Not Cool in High School page on Instagram.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
Was there a book called Bad Seed or something?
Yeah, the Bad Seed. That's
the newest one.
I think the author follows us on Instagram.
That's cool.
I could be wrong. I thought someone said
what was the name? Jory John?
It might have been. I think it said someone just followed you, and then I clicked on the thing and it said children's author.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I'd have to look. We don't have that many followers. It wouldn't take too long to follow. sorry, I sound really positive here. No, followers. That's what I'm looking for. maybe it's this one. Hold on. No, it's Colby Grief.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
It just says he's from New York and he's a children's book author and comic book resources. And he's a writer for Comic Book Resources and Screen Rants, which are pretty big pop culture platforms. Yeah, that's pretty dope. Thanks for the follow, man. yeah, any topic ideas, movie reviews, anything you want to do?
I don't
know. No ideas?
I mean,
we could review Jurassic Park as the franchise. Since the new movie's coming out on Friday.
Ooh, we could try it.
I mean, not including the newest one, obviously. Right. But we could
Like, go back and rewatch all the Jurassic Parks.
You need to rewatch them?
I want to rewatch them.
You don't just reload them?
I love Jurassic Park.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like...
Okay, well, I only saw, like, the... I don't even know if I saw all the new ones, but the original ones.
Part one, dope. Part
I was going to say the original ones. Like, yes. You need to rewatch them?
Yes.
Part three, love them. No, thank you.
Let's do Speed.
What? Part three you didn't like?
I like part three. Now, I will say...
I didn't like part two.
Is that the one that goes to San Francisco?
No,
that's part
that's
two.
Part two.
Oh, I hated that.
Yeah, that I was not a fan of.
Are you talking about the new ones?
No, the original set.
Okay.
The original
Lost trilogy. World is three, right?
Yeah.
No,
Lost World
Jurassic
two.
Park three was Alan Grant came back and they were looking for a kid.
They're like, oh, you're going to fly on the
kid,
plane.
The
yeah.
kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't like that
the
one.
Little girl gets eaten on the beach.
Yeah.
That's
two, though.
Yeah,
I like Lost that part. World. She's like, it's just a little dinosaur. And then
we'll figure it out. We'll put it in the social media.
I hate
watch.
Her parents.
Yeah.
No, she's fine.
Yeah. Gets eaten by little baby dinosaurs. Oh, yeah. All right. We'll figure something out. We'll put it on the social medias. We'll see you next time. Not Cool in High School, episode 113. See you soon. I would say we'll see you next one for 114, but there could be a Disney in between there. There could be a horror. So we don't know.
That's why it's hard to pick topics, because it's like the stuff that we have like super interest in now that they're kind of like pulled. So it's like,
yeah, wait, so like, what are we talking about now?
Maybe not that one. No, oh, mate.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you next time.